Say they're concerned about allegations staff in the group were involved in the October the 7th Hamas attack on Israel. The Houthi military says it's behind an attack on a UK-operated oil tanker in the Gulf of Aden, which caught fire. The British government says the Marlin Luanda ship has been damaged, but there are no reports of injuries. Analyst Major General Charlie Herbert says it follows US-UK joint retaliatory strikes.
It's quite clear that they're not at this stage either able to deter or prevent these attacks. But it is important to note they are having significant success in protecting the shipping, shooting down a number of missiles that have been fired at shipping in the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden.
The White House says the president's committed to reducing the risk of generated AI after fake explicit photos of Taylor Swift were shared online. One image was viewed 47 million times before an account was suspended. The King's been visited by Queen Camilla as he recovers from treatment for an enlarged prostate. It's understood His Majesty's feeling fine following the procedure. Non-league Maidstone United have caused a major FA Cup upset to reach the last 16. Guy Swindles reports.
Ipswich 1, Maidstone 2 as the National League South pull off one of the biggest shocks in the FA Cup, overcoming the Championship team 2-1. Brilliant work, particularly from Reynolds, who scored one and made one, and Maidstone are through to round 5. Ipswich 1, Maidstone 2.
Four other ties are just getting underway, including Luton's trip to Everton. Rangers have moved to within 2 points of the top of the Scottish Premiership with a 1-0 win at St Mirren. Leaders Celtic can regain a 5-point advantage by beating Ross County this afternoon. That's the latest. I'm Kat Suave.
And after that result, being an Ipswich fan, I'm tempted not to mention the FA Cup at all for the rest of the show.
This is Phoenix FM.
Anyway, I need to pull myself together at 3:02. Thanks, as always, to Spencer for the weekend wind-up. For the last 3 hours, for the next 3 hours, I'm John Chubb, and this is Phoenix Sport. Very good afternoon to you.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
It's been a mostly bright and sunny day across our area, although this afternoon the cloud has increased in parts. Generally light winds, temperatures pretty much average for the time of year. Maximum temperature for the rest of the afternoon, 8 degrees Celsius. Tonight it will become breezy and largely cloud-free, and so mainly clear with just the odd bit of patchy cloud across some areas. Chilly in rural locations, so minimum temperature overnight, 2 degrees Celsius. Looking ahead to Sunday, it's likely to be a dry day, mainly with bright and sunny conditions, although there might be a bit of patchy cloud at times. Breezy along the coast, pretty mild though for the time of year. Maximum temperature tomorrow, 10 degrees Celsius.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
originally recorded by Dusty Springfield in 1963 and later by the Tourists in 1979. But that was the Bay City Rollers in their 1976 version of I Only Want to Be With You. And hey, I only want to be with you on a Saturday afternoon. Well, sounding like a DJ then. It's 7 minutes past three on this Saturday, the 27th of January, 2024. Focusing on the sports, I'll be covering in the show this afternoon. It's FA Cup fourth round weekend, and we have already seen today one of the biggest shocks in the FA Cup of all time, I would suggest. Unfortunately, my beloved Ipswich Town were on the receiving end of it. Maidstone United of the National League South, four divisions and 98 league places below them, stunned the Tractor Boys at Portman Road with a 2-1 victory. And there were four ties taking place at 3 o'clock as well. I'll be covering those. Also, we've got the Scottish Premiership, EFL action, including Leighton Orient, who've travelled to Reading in League 1, and Colchester United's trip to Morecambe in League 2. A full programme of non-league updates as well. We have the featured game in the third London Division 1 South. Andy Gardner is at New Lodge watching Hutton versus Wormley Rovers. He'll have half-time and full-time reports for us. Rugby Union, there is action in the English Premiership this afternoon. I'll have a full roundup of the local rugby results as well. Racing taking place this afternoon and this evening. I'll have some results from the meetings going on. A few other sports stories as well, with England in Test cricket action in India. I'll have some news about that. And also in tennis, the Australian Open reaching its climax this weekend. I'll let you know what's going on there. I'll have some sporting anniversaries in a while as well. So stay tuned, and it's live.
With the crucial, with the wild, taken in possession by the music and beguiled. Hold tight,
That's Duran Duran and Black Moonlight. So on with the afternoon sport, and first off, focusing on football. As I mentioned, it's the FA Cup fourth round weekend, and one of the biggest shocks in the history of the competition, I guess, took place at Portman Road this lunchtime. Ipswich Town second in the Championship and pushing for promotion to the Premier League was stunned by National League South club Maidstone United, who actually won place below Chelmsford City in fourth place at the start of play today. But they weren't overwhelmed, I should say, by the occasion, as they ended up winning by 2-1. I really can't believe this, to be honest. I was obviously watching it on TV before I left to come to the show this afternoon, being an Ipswich fan, and Ipswich were all over the North Kent side in the early stages of the first half, and they could have scored a few times. They hit the woodwork at least three times, but they were unable to find them, and they paid the price for that 2 minutes before half time when Lamar Reynolds, a forward much travelled in non-league circles, he has played for quite a few clubs, most of them in Essex actually. He's played for the likes of Chelmsford City, Dagenham and Redbridge, Leighton Orient, Concord Rangers, had a very successful season. Brentwood Town some years back as well, as well as a Barking and Thurrock. But it was him who opened the scoring in the 43rd minute. Yerry Sarmiento, a winger who Ipswich have on loan from Brighton Hove Albion, levelled the scores 11 minutes after the restart. In the 66th minute, Maidstone midfielder Sam Corn, the man who scored the goal with League One Stevenage out of the FA Cup in one of the previous rounds, he scored what turned out to be the winner. I've got to say, well done to Maidstone. That was an absolutely incredible achievement. The only consolation for Ipswich is that they're pushing for a second successive promotion to the Premier League. At least they can now concentrate on that, I suppose. Anyway, the FA Cup fourth round began on a Thursday night with a superb victory for Bournemouth of the Premier League, who beat Championship Swansea City by 5-0. And Tottenham won the early high-profile casualties in the FA Cup. They hosted Manchester City last night, and the only goal of the game was scored 2 minutes from time by Nathan Ake for Pep Guardiola's side to put them into the last 16 of the competition. Nottingham Forest from the Premier League travelled to Bristol City, who of course knocked out West Ham United in the previous round, and they were held to a goalless draw at Ashton Gate, so they will now replay at the City Ground. Also facing a replay are Chelsea and Aston Villa, who drew 0-0 at Stamford Bridge. And in an all-championship affair, struggling Sheffield Wednesday drew 1-1 with Coventry City. And Torp put Coventry ahead just before half-time. But Gassama equalised for the Owls 6 minutes from time to earn them a replay. Four 3 o'clock kickoffs in the Cup this afternoon. Everton versus Luton Town, Leeds United versus Plymouth Argyle, Leicester City versus Birmingham City, and Sheffield United versus Brighton Hove Albion. There are no goals in any of those at the moment, he says. But Brighton, I understand, have just gone in front of Bramall Lane against Sheffield United. Facundo Buonanotte has put the seat goals ahead in the 14th minute. There's one 7 p.m. Kick-off at Craven Cottage, where Fulham will be looking for a result against the rather inconsistent Newcastle United. I will go through some other scores when I come back from this short break.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM. We'll be right back.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full ATOL and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Hello, I'm Mandy Cullen. I'm here to tell you all about Geezers, Pleasers and Teasers, which is every Saturday on Phoenix 98 FM. We play songs from the 1970s, the 1980s and the 1990s that just don't get played enough on the radio. And all the songs we play will either be by a geezer, be a real pleaser, or simply be a bit of a cheeser. So come and join me, Mandy Cullen, every Saturday between 6 and 8, Geezers, Pleasers and Teasers on Phoenix 98 FM.
So we've had a look at the FA Cup. We're going to have a look at the EFL next. No Premier League this afternoon. Actually, before I do that, let's take a look at the Scottish Premiership, shall we? Because there's a number of fixtures there this afternoon. There was a lunchtime kickoff. Second place, Rangers won 1-0 away to St Mirren. Cyril Dessay, I'm not sure how you pronounce that, he scored the only goal of the game for the Gers after 15 minutes. Celtic, the leaders, are in action coming in against struggling Ross County, and they have got into a very early lead at Celtic Park. Alistair Johnston in only the first minute for Celtic. There's also been a goal at McDermott Park in the match between St Johnston and Motherwell. Ryan McGowan has given St Johnston the lead after 4 minutes there. The other matches in the Scottish Premiership are currently goalless. By the way, there is one match today in the FA Women's Super League. Brighton and Hove Albion Women against the leaders Chelsea. That one kicks off at 5:30 p.m. So on to the FL now, and because of the FA Cup, there's only two fixtures in the Championship this afternoon involving four clubs who are already out of the FA Cup. And one of those is at the Den, where Millwall are in action against Preston North End, and the Lions have got into a 1-0 lead with Zian Fleming putting them ahead in only the fifth minute. The other match between Sunderland and Stoke is currently goalless. League One, where Leighton Orient in fine form at the moment. They moved up to ninth place last weekend. They are away to Crisis Club Reading, currently in the relegation zone this afternoon. No goals in that one. There's been a few other goals in League One, though. One of those has come at Oakwell, where visitors Exeter have taken the lead against Barnsley. Jack Aitchison after 17 minutes for the Grecians. And Leighton Orient have just his second gone ahead. By the way, not sure who the scorer is. I'll see if I can find out some information about. Yes! I just have actually. They won a penalty on 19 minutes, and a guy, Daniel Guy, the scorer of that one. Bristol Rovers 1, Oxford United 0. Chris Martin in the 16th minute for Bristol Rovers. Wigan versus Stevenage, that's currently 1-1. Wigan won a penalty in the 4th minute, converted by Josh McGuinness. And JB Reid equalised for Stevenage on 15. The only other goal has come at Adams Park, where Wycombe Wanderers, currently just above the relegation zone, are hosting the bottom club Fleetwood. And first blood to Fleetwood Town. Promise Omacheri has put them ahead after 14 minutes. Meanwhile, in EFL League 2, Colchester United, they are away to Morecambe this afternoon. That is currently goalless. And there has been a goal in the match between Crewe Alexandra and Salford City. Matt Smith for Salford in the 4th minute. Stockport, the leaders, have already scored twice at Doncaster in their 2-0 ahead. Paddy Madden in the 5th minute. And Doncaster's Owen Bailey put the ball in his own net in the 11th minute. There has just been a goal in the match between Forest Green Rovers and Accrington Stanley. Now, Forest Green are under a new manager this afternoon. You recall they sacked Troy Deeney after only 29 days in charge and 6 games, all of which, none of which he won. He has been replaced by the much-travelled Steve Cotterill, who includes on his CV spells in charge of Nottingham Forest, North County, Burnley and others. But he's seen his new charges make the worst possible start as they conceded a penalty in the 21st minute, which was converted by Jack Nolan for Accrington to put them 1-0 ahead. Also, goal at Meadow Lane is Notts County 0 Barrow 1. Kian Spence for Barrow in the 22nd minute. Swindon Town 1, Bradford City 0. Veteran former Premier League striker Charlie Austin has put Swindon ahead for the penalty spot in the 70th minute there. And it's Walsall 1, Sutton United 0. Donovan Daniels scoring for the Saddlers in the 18th minute. I think Sutton United have just equalised, though. I will try and get confirmation of that. Meanwhile, in the National League this afternoon, both of our local sides in action. Southend United have travelled to league leaders Chesterfield, so a very tough task for them. And the home side have already gone 1-0 ahead, I believe. Dagenham Redbridge are in action at Victoria Road. They host Kidderminster Harriers, whose new manager Phil Brown, the former Southend United boss, made a very good start, winning his first 2 games in charge. It's currently 0-0 at the Chigwell Construction Stadium. Other goals in the National League so far. It's AFC Fylde 1, Bromley 0. Aldershot Town 1, Rochdale 1. Tollarge scored for Aldershot in the 6th minute. Ian Henderson equalised for Rochdale 5 minutes later. Maidenhead United 1, Solihull Moors 0. Toby Show Silver for Alan Devonshire's side in the 11th minute. And it's also been a goal at Grosvenor Vale, where it's Wealdstone 1, FC Halifax Town 0. Aaron Henry the scorer in the 12th minute there. On to the National League South, where Chelmsford City currently in third place at the start of play. They're away to Hampton and Richmond Borough, who started today in fifth, just behind Maidstone. Obviously in cup action today. That's currently 0-0. They have travelled down to the West Country to take on Taunton Town. No goals in that one so far. Braintree Town have travelled even further than them into deepest Cornwall to take on Truro City, and it's currently 0-0 in that match. Moving on to the Isthmian Premier League, and Billericay Town away to Bognor Regis Town this afternoon. Billericay in fine form, but no goals in that one so far. Leaders Hornchurch away to Enfield Town. That's currently 0-0. Not a great start for Canvey Island. Tough game for them this afternoon. They're away to second place Chatham Town, and Chatham have already gone 2-0 ahead. Also losing 2-0. Hashtag United away to Hastings United, who are currently in a 2-0 lead down on the south coast. And a quick return match for Concord Rangers. They won at Kingstonian fellow strugglers during the week, and that moved them off of the bottom of the table. They're playing them in return fixture at the Aspect Arena this afternoon, and that one is currently 0-0. Isthmian North, a few goals so far. Basildon United are away to second place. Felixstowe Morton United, who went 1-0 up in the ninth minute. It's Morton Tittery 1, Brightley Sea Regent 0. Lewis Jags for the Jammers on 19 minutes. And Redbridge away to New Salamis this afternoon. They've gone 1-0 ahead. Oscar Shelby Negus scored for the Motormen in only the second minute. And in the Southern League, before I go to that, Redbridge, you've just got a second. Ayu Odokoa on 27 minutes. So, down there. And one local side in the Southern League Division 1 Central are on the road this afternoon. Fourth place Wolverham Abbey have travelled to fifth place Cirencester Town, and it's currently one apiece in that game. Abbey took the lead through Nathan Karanteng in the 16th minute. Cirencester, I understand, have equalised in the 23rd. Ladies Travel coming up soon after we've heard from the specials. That's the specials and gangsters. It's just gone 3:30.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Taking a look at what's happening on the roads across our area. First of all, no reported issues in Brentwood. It was reasonably quiet when I came through on my way to the studio. Billericay is a bit busy on the high street, though, between Sun Street and the junction for Western Road and Norsey Road. and there's a few issues further afield. A bit of an underbound has some slow moving traffic between Junction 5 for Loughton and Junction 4 for the A406 and all circular. Rainy's busy on Webster's Way, Crown Hill and the High Street. There is some slow moving traffic even on Epping High Road between Station Road and Epping Road. A few hot spots in Chelmsford this afternoon as well. New London Road is busy between Whittle Road and Parkway. And there is also slow moving traffic on Victoria Road between Springfield Road and New Street. And one of the approaches to the Army and Navy roundabout is a bit busy at the moment. That's the Baddow Bypass. On public transport, no reported issues on Greater Anglia or C2C trains. A few things to tell you about on TfL. The Elizabeth Line and the DLR are looking okay at the moment. But on London Overground, there was no service all weekend between Surrey Quays and New Cross. The advice is to use services to and from New Cross Gate instead. And there was no service between Willesden Junction and Stratford. Replacement buses in operation. And just for today, there is a reduced service between Gospel Oak and Barking Riverside. Trains are only running every half an hour. Not looking too bad on London Underground, apart from a couple of things. On the Metropolitan, there are minor delays between Baker Street and Aldgate due to train cancellations. Good service on the rest of the line. And on the Central Line, there are some minor delays on the entire line due to a shortage of trains. I will have another update for you around about 1 hour from now. Just before I get back to the football, let's take a look at the racing, shall we? There are meetings this afternoon at Cheltenham, Doncaster and Uttoxeter, and there are also evening meetings at Kempton and Newcastle. So let's go through the results that have come through whilst we've been on the air. 3 o'clock at Cheltenham. First was number 4, Lossy Mouth, the 4-7 favourite. Second was number 5, Love Envoy, priced at 4-1. Third was number 2, First Street, priced at 12-1. There were 5 runners in that race. 3.08 at Uttoxeter. First was number 5, Good Friday Fairy, the 2-1 favourite. Second was number 3, Green Rock Abbey, priced at 9-2. And third was number 1, One Fine Man, priced at 14-1. 8 runners in that race. And the other result I've got for now is from the 3.15 at Doncaster. First was number 8, Annual Invictus, priced at 16-1. Second was number 12, Forward Plan, priced at 11-1. And third was number 6, Charlie Ubarales, priced at 50-1. There were a total of 18 runners in that race. The two joint favourites, both pulled up, actually. Number 5, Can Do Kid, and number 6, Famous Bridge. Both of those were priced at 13-2. Get it back to the football, because more goals have gone in. If I can go back to where I finished off, here we go. It's Gateshead 0, Barnet 1 in the National League. Nicky Cabamba just before the half-hour mark for Barnet. In the Isthmian Premier League, it's just got worse for Chatham Town. Veteran striker Chris Dixon, formerly of Hornchurch, Billericay Town, Chelmsford City and Bramble Town. He has gone for Chatham on the half-hour mark. FA Cup, Brighton and Hove Albion and now 2-0 up away to fellow Premier League side Sheffield United. They won a penalty in the 28th minute. João Pedro was the scorer of that one. And in the Scottish Premiership, there's been a couple of goals. Kilmarnock 1, Hibernian 0. Corian Darba scoring for Kilmarnock in the 28th minute. Motherwell have equalised at St Johnstone. Fiolonius Bear on the half hour for Motherwell. And in the FA Cup, there's been a goal at Elland Road. It's Leeds United 1, Plymouth Argyle now 0. Jaden Anthony in the 31st minute there. And Exeter And now 2-0 up away to League One, Barnsley. Barnsley in League One, I should say. Rhys Cole scoring the Grecians second in the 31st minute. Also in League One, Bolton have got a goal up away to Carlisle. Zachary Ashworth also in the 31st minute. And Fleetwood Town are now 2-0 up at Wycombe Wanderers. Jaden Stockley in the 31st minute. It's just got even worse for Canvey at Canvey Island. It's at Chatham, and it's been Premier League. Chatham 4-0 up after 34 minutes. National League, it's Altrincham 1, Eastleigh 0, Lewis Banks in the 32nd minute. And Preston have equalised at Millwall in the Championship. I understand it's now 1-1 at the Den. And it's Potts was the scorer, Brad Potts for Preston in the 33rd minute of that match. One of only two games in the Championship today, just to remind you. Great start for Leeds Stockport away to Doncaster in League 2 today, and now 3-0 up. Connor Lemonhay-Evans in the 33rd minute. Also in League 2, Tranmere away to Grimsby have taken the lead. Robert Apter for Tranmere on 35 minutes there. And finally for now, a couple of goals from the National League. Dorking Wanderers now 2-0 up at Bournemouth. And Solihull Moors have equalised away to Maidenhead United. The score is 1-1 there. Going to be doing the Sporting Anniversaries feature, which I've not done for a while. Very soon after we've heard the cover song from Noel Gallagher's High Flown Birds, we're going to get there in the end. time for our occasional feature, Sporting Anniversaries, where we look at momentous events in sport which took place on this day or this week in years gone by. First off, on this occasion, we go back 10 years to the 26th of January 2014. Manchester United manager David Moyes smashed his club's transfer record when he bought Spanish international Juan Mata from Chelsea for £37.1 million. Mata went on to justify his record-breaking price tag, but Moyes, already under pressure after succeeding Sir Alex Ferguson at Old Trafford, was dismissed just 3 months later. And it was 30 years ago this week, on the 25th of January 1994, that Australia beat South Africa 2-1 to win cricket's World Series Cup. Meanwhile, 31 years ago this week, the 26th of January 1993, Everton won 3-1 away to Wimbledon in the Premier League. That was when Wimbledon were ground sharing with Crystal Palace at Selhurst Park, and it was the lowest ever attendance, or still is in fact, at a Premier League fixture. 3,039 watched that one. And finally, 124 years ago this week, on the 24th of January 1900, Newcastle Badminton Club, the world's oldest, was formed in England. That's the sporting anniversaries. I will have some more of those on future shows.
Celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room. Making your celebration that bit more special.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Tune in to the Sunday Sessions on Phoenix FM every Sunday morning, 10 till 12, with me, Kevlar. I'll be bringing you tracks from local artists. Most of those tracks are recorded down at our open mic, which takes place every Monday at 8 p.m. at the Essex Arms in Brentwood, right next door to Brentwood Station. Come along and just watch, or if you're a singer or songwriter, come along and sing us a song.
Sing, sing, sing.
Is Phoenix 98 FM.
98.
98. FM, 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 FM.
Lots more goals going in the football as we approach half-time, so I'm going to get straight back on to those. In the National League, it's Oxford City 1, Ebbsfleet United 0. Oxford City, bottom of the table at the start of play today, but they find themselves in the lead there. In League 1, it's Wigan 2, Stevenage 1. Theo Asgard scoring a second for Wigan in the 38th minute. Grimsby have equalised against Tranmere. Douglas Sarn in the 39th minute has made it 1 apiece. In the Isthmian Premier League, Canvey Island have pulled one back at Chatham Town. Jamie Savernall, 39 minutes, but the home side are still winning by 4-1. Grays Athletic are 1-0 down away to league leaders Lowestoft Town in the Isthmian North, and that is now confirmed as a half-time score. Isthmian North, also the Isthmian North, it's now Morden Tiptree 2, Brightley Sea Region 0. Tyrrell Egbury on 41 minutes for the Jammers, doubling their lead. And, sorry, I almost lost my voice for a second there. There's been a goal in the FA Cup at Goodison Park. Unfortunately for Everton, it's gone to visitors Luton Town, for whom Rhys Burke has scored 5 minutes before half-time. Waltham Abbey are now 2-1 down at Cirencester Town. Cirencester's got a second on 41 minutes. Hornchurch have taken the lead in the Isthmian Premier League away to Enfield Town. Femi Akinwande netting for the league leaders from the penalty spot 2 minutes before half-time. Goal in one of only two championship matches taking place this afternoon. This one at the Stadium of Light, where it's Sunderland 1, Stoke 0. Mason Burstow for the Black Cats after 43 minutes. And Aldershot Town have got in front against Rochdale. They're winning 2-1 in the National League. They won a penalty 2 minutes before half-time, converted by Kian Harris. And in the FA Cup, there has been another goal at Bramall Lane. Sheffield United have pulled one back against Brighton, who were 2-0 up. And Gustavo Hamer has scored for the Blades a minute before half-time to reduce the deficit in that tie. Half-time in Isthmian North, it's Felixstowe Walton United 1, Basildon United 0. Crewe have equalised against Salford in League 2, Aaron Rowe in the 44th minute. Also in League 2, North County have equalised against Barrow. Aaron Namain in first half injury time for Notts. And in the Championship, Sunderland 1, Stoke 0 is now confirmed as a half-time score. Southend United 1-0 down at Chesterfield in the National League. That is a half-time score. Goalless in the first half in the National League South between Truro City and Braintree Town. FA Cup fourth round, no goals in the first half at the King Power. It's currently Leicester City 0, Birmingham City 0. And Billericay Town are racing Bognor Regis Town in the Isthmian Premier League this afternoon. No goals in the first half in that one on the south coast. Altrincham 2, Eastleigh 0 in the National League. That one is still going on. It's been Premier League. Hashtag United, who have had some disappointing results of late. And they are 2-0 down away to Hastings United in the Isthmian Premier League this afternoon at half-time. And also the half-time score at Morden Tiptree versus Brightling Sea Region in the Isthmian North. It is 2-0 to the Jammers. In the Isthmian Premier League, Chatham Town 4, Canvey Island 1 now confirmed as a half-time score. Suddenly Division 1 Central, Cirencester Town 2, Waltham Abbey 1 confirmed as a half-time score. In the Isthmian North, Bowes and Pitsey at home to Ipswich Wanderers this afternoon, and there are no goals in the first half at the Len Salmon Stadium. League 1, Barnsley 0, Exeter 2 now confirmed as a half-time score. League 2, Colchester United at 1-0 up at Morecambe. Arthur Reid scoring for the use after 27 minutes. Walsall 1, Sutton United 1 as a half-time score in League 2. Half-time in the National League is goalless at Victoria Road between Dagenham and Redbridge and Kidderminster Harriers. And also in the National League, it's AFC Fylde 1, Bromley 0, and Oxford City 1, Ebbsfleet United 0. At Elland Road in the FA Cup fourth round, Leeds United 1-0 up at the break against fellow championship outfit Plymouth Argyle. No goals at the Aspects Arena in the first half in the Isthmian Premier League between the bottom two, that's Concord Rangers and Kingstonian. In League One, Shrewsbury appointed a new manager this week. They brought back Paul Hurst for a second spell. He left them back in 2018 to take over at Ipswich Town, which proved a bit disastrous, to say the least. But he's had other roles since, most recently at Grimsby, and he's gone back there for a second spell. Here's new side away to Northampton this afternoon, and it is goalless at half-time. Three half-times from League 2. Forest Green 0, Accrington 1, MK Dons 0, Gillingham 0, and Notts County 1, Barrow 1. AFC Wimbledon 1, Mansfield Town 0. Omar Bugiel scoring for the Dons in first half injury time. Also in League 2, it is now Swindon Town 2, Bradford City 0. Dawson DeRoy doubled Swindon's lead in first half injury time. And that is now a half-time score at the county ground. No goals in the first half in the National League South between Hampton and Richmond Borough and Chelmsford City. And in League One, it's Bristol Rovers 2, Oxford United 0, and Derby County 0, Cheltenham 0. They're both half-time scores. A couple more half-times from League One. It's Port Vale 0, Portsmouth 0, and Reading 1, Leighton Orient 1. Daniel Aguirre put Yeo's in front in the 18th minute from the penalty spot. Harvey Nibbs equalising for Reading 5 minutes later. Grimsby 0, Tranmere 1, sorry, Grimsby 1, Tranmere 1 is a half-time in League 2. In, where are we? The Scottish Premiership, that's the one. It's Celtic 1, Ross County 0 on the break. Goalless between Hearts and Aberdeen at Tyne Castle, also in the Scottish Premiership. Several half-times from the National League. Bournemouth 0, Dorking Wanderers 2, Gateshead 0, Barnet 1, Maidenhead 1, Solihull 1, and Oldham 0, Woking 0. In the National League South, Abley away to Taunton Town this afternoon. That is goalless at half time. Luton at 1-0 up at Everton in the FA Cup fourth round at half time at Goodison Park. Blackpool 0, Charlton 0 in League One. Charlton, another side who made a managerial change this week. They sacked Michael Appleton after a disappointing run of results and have appointed Curtis Fleming on an interim basis. And no goals in that one so far this afternoon. Also in League One, it's goalless at the Abbey Stadium between Cambridge United and Burton Albion. A couple of half times from League Two. Crewe 2, Salford 1, and Doncaster 0 to lead to Stockport 3. Livingston 0, Dundee 1. That is a half time from the Scottish Premiership. And Aldershot Town 2, Rochdale 1, that is a half-time in the National League. Half-time at the 10 in the Championship, it's Millwall 1, Preston 1. Half-time in League 1, it's Carlisle 0, Bolton 2. And in League 2 at half-time, it's Swindon 2, Bradford 0. Two more half-times from the National League. Altrincham 2, Eastleigh 0, and Hartlepool 0, York 0. Half-time at Adams Park in League 1, it's Wickham 0, Fleetwood 2. Redbridge 2-0 up at the break, away to New Salamis in the Isthmian North. Wigan 2, Stevenage 1. That is a half-time score in League 1. And also the Scottish Premiership at the break. It is St Johnstone 1, Motherwell 1. AFC Wimbledon 1, Mansfield 0. Now confirmed as a half-time score in League 2. National League at the break. It's Wealdstone 1, FC Halifax Town 0. And Sheffield United have equalised deep into first-half injury time at home to Brighton Hove Albion in the FA Cup. William Osuna for the Blades in the 8th minute of time added on. That is all the half-time scores and updates I have in the football for now. News coming up soon. A Tamla Motown classic taking us there. Here come the Supremes. And this is Nathan Jones.
And all you
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.